நவைந்திரமிழ்நரதேவம் பராக்கியம் சம்மாதுமர்ஹஸ்ய விபக்வபுத்தே யத்தேஜசா துர்விஷஹேன குப்தா விந்தந்தி பத்ராணி யகுதோ பயா ப்ரஜாஹ நவைர்நரதேவம் பராக்யம் சம்மாதுமர்ஹஸ்ய விபக்வபுத்தே யத்தேஜசா துர்விஷஹேன குப்தா விந்ததி பத்ராண்யகுதோ பயா ப்ரஜா நவைநிருபிர்நரதேவம் பராக்யம் சம்மாதுமர்ஹஸ்ய விபக்வபுத்தே யத்தேஜசா துர்விஷஹேன குப்தா விந்தந்தி பத்ராண்யகுதோ பயா ப்ரஜாஹ ஹரே ராம ஹரே ராம 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 ஹரே ஹரே. திஸ் மார்னிங் வி ஆர் ரிசைட்டிங் ஃப்ரம் த சாப்டர் பரீட்சித் கர்ஸ்ட் பை அ பிராமண பாய். இன் திஸ் சீரீஸ் ஆஃப் வர்சஸ் த ஃபாதர் ஆஃப் ஷிருங்கி சமிக் ரிஷி இஸ் அட்மானிஷிங் த பாய் அண்ட் சாஸ்டைசிங் த பாய் ஃபார் ஹேவிங் given the curse to King Parikshit. One may wonder how Samikrishi ji did not take any insult by looking at the dead snake around his neck. Great sages and saints, they are not affected by honor and dishonor. Neither their mind becomes elated by honor, nor their mind becomes disgraced by some dishonor. Actually, we don't see anything spoken by Samikrishi immediately here. Any question about or giving any reasons why Parikshit didn't put, Parikshit put the snake around his neck. He doesn't talk about it. He doesn't even try to reason it out. He is more worried about the king being cursed by his son. That goes to show how much the Brahmanas were concerned about the welfare of the public. They were never concerned about their own personal body and personal insults to them, their body. That didn't hurt them so much. Their mission was more important for them. What is their mission? To see Sarve Janaha Sukhina Bhavantu. That's more important. If someone is more concerned about personal insults and personal praises, then such a person cannot work for any mission. He cannot be concerned about a mission. And here we find in this series of verses is glorifying the monarch and educating his son about what is the position of a king in a country. You see, it's a duty of anyone in such a position of a leader, like Prabhupada says, spiritual master, or a king, or a mother and father, or a teacher, they are all leaders of society. They should know how to impart the right education at the right time without becoming affected by attachment or envy or hatred or fear, such kind of things. For example, imagine in the modern times if a girl goes to her mother saying that, my dear mother, my husband is troubling me. Then the mother also joins her daughter in waging a war against husband. And the mother teaches her how to become more cunning, how to trouble the husband more so that he will not trouble you. Isn't it? Sometimes the mother says, you know, we'll go for a divorce and you get a lot of money from the husband back. So that is ill advice given by mother to your daughter. Actually speaking, the mother should try to see how the daughter can be made to live with the boy. how the boy's mentality can be rectified, how the girl, child's, daughter's mentality can be rectified, how you can try to make both of them live together despite all the difficulties of the world. So, unfortunately, because many mothers are themselves not learned in the modern times, mothers and fathers, they don't know how to educate your daughter when the daughter is in trouble. Similarly, here we find Samyak Rishi, he was so learned, so wise, and so realized in his education. It's not just some theoretical knowledge he knew, he was realized. That is why when his son gave a curse to the king, he did not take any personal insult. As a father, he didn't join the son saying that, yes, you gave him a good curse because he put a snake around my neck. Let him die. He didn't say that. Tit for tat. He didn't do that. Rather, we find Samyak Rishi saying, my dear son, you don't know what you have done. You have done a great blunder. So, in this series of verses, such beautiful meaning is given. The Shastras, they talk from both points of view. For example, between husband and wife, the Shastras say the wife should be submissive to husband. She should not counter-argue with the husband. She should be cooperative. She should try to marry with his ego. And all that is said, scripture. And the scriptures don't leave it there. Scriptures don't say that, you know, husband is like God. Of course, for a wife, husband is like God. But the husband has to be subordinate to the guru. And he has to be a servant of the Vaishnavas. And he also has to be chaste like the wife is chaste to her in relationship. So there are many conditions put for the husband. And the husband also is taught how he should not just dominate and exploit the wife. Rather, he should offer her protection. In the same way, the scriptures talk from two viewpoints, that how the citizen should see the king and how the king should deal with the citizens. Both are explained in the scriptures. We find that. For example, in earlier many classes we have discussed about how the king should be like the sun who absorbs the water from the ocean and gives it all back like rains. You know, the king exacts taxes from the citizens and then he gives it back in the form of welfare for the public, both social welfare, material welfare and spiritual welfare, by making, laying roads, arranging for sanitation, arranging for water supply, arranging for the food, clothing, everything. Citizens should live happily, arranging for temples where people can come together and worship. So king has a lot of duties towards the citizens. In fact, I heard that in the Vedic times, the king, when he collects the taxes, he cannot touch one penny for his own comfort from those taxes. Then you may wonder, then how did kings enjoy life? Then how did they wear gorgeous dresses and gold and silver and everything? Where did he get from? Prabhupada explains, those things are gifts given by the citizens to the king out of love. They are not taken from the taxes at all. When citizens were pleased with the king, they would offer some gifts which he would accept. Otherwise, he would never touch the tax money at all. Tax money belongs to God. In fact, in Bhagavatam there is a mention that all the taxes collected from the public is meant for the brahmanas, it is said. It is the wealth of the brahmins. How can a kshatriya possess the money and call it as the wealth of the brahmins? Which means the brahmins will give him direction how that money should be spent. So it is as good as brahmanas money only. You will read that in the Prithu section when Prithu is offering prayers to the Chatushkumaras. In those prayers he is telling about the glory of the brahmins. There he is talking about that. The king would not touch a single penny. He would use it all for the welfare of the public. So, in this way, the king is said that he should be very transparent in whatever wealth he accepts from the public. That's one of his duties. And the king also should be like a mother and a father simultaneously. He should be like a mother, knowing the needs of the public, physical, mental, intellectual and spiritual welfare needs. He should know. And concerns of the public, like a mother protects the child, like a mother protects the child from the cutting cold of the winter and scorching heat of the summer, by wrapping a cloth around the body of the child or whatever. In the same manner, The king should be concerned about the care and protection of the citizens on all levels. So, all this is described in the scripture that how the king should be giving constant instructions both materially and spiritually for the citizens' welfare. That is said. Like he should, four things are said. Education and training, responsibility and accountability. These four things you will find always. Like Prabhupada says, what is education? Matravat paradareshu. That is education. One should see other men's wives like a mother. And culture means practice of that knowledge. It's called as culture. If people are taught how to behave with proper manners, then that is called culture. So the duty of the king is to give this education and culture through the training, imparting the training. So two vital things are said, good manners and useful and meaningful engagement based on one's tendencies, which is meant for the welfare of the public and for glorification of Lord. According to Varna and Ashrama, they should have engagement. Everyone in the public. That's the duty of the king. That is the training meant for. That's the purpose of the training. The main goal of training is good manners and meaningful engagement with mind and senses for everyone's welfare. So, education, training, and then to make people responsible in their own positions. And everyone in society is accountable. Nobody is independent. Nobody can do anything whimsically. Your wife is accountable to her husband. Children are accountable to the parents. Your husband is accountable to Guru. The Guru is accountable to his Guru and ultimately God. A king, he may be having all the wealth, but he is accountable to the Brahmana board, board of Brahmins. Nobody is independent in the Vedic lives. In this way, everyone was guarded and protected very nicely. So there was monarchy in the Vedic times. Often monarchy is condemned by many people. Why? Because they say, why should only one person be a king and then his son becomes the next king? Yeah? And then his son becomes the next king. And Indira Gandhi and then Rajiv Gandhi becomes next king. Next Rajiv Gandhi, somebody becomes next king. Why should the same family members be the kings? Why not? And different people try for that post. Some people argue, why not we have democracy? But in the Vedic times, democracy is not appreciated. Why? Because the masses are generally gullible and they are oriented towards sense gratification. That is the nature. Here you find they are compared to the scattered lambs. The lambs they are compared. Why? In Bible you will read Jesus as a shepherd and all the wandered away living entities as lambs. Read that. Why? Because when a shepherd goes with sheep, you know, for herding them, sometimes the sheep wanders away into a valley and gets stuck up somewhere in a bush. Lamb cannot come out. And then he has to arrange, he has to get it back. So that is why the sheep, he is compared to a shepherd, guru or spiritual master or those who are guiding spiritual, they are compared to shepherds who bring the sheep back from a lost place. Similarly, here the lamb example is given because the lamb is also weak. The lamb in front of the lion or the tiger has no strength. It's very weak. So imagine if a lion or a tiger jumps into a herd of sheep and kills the lambs. So that has to be avoided by an expert shepherd who is offering protection from all sides. He doesn't let even one sheep become a victim to the tigers and lions. And who are these tigers and lions? That is also explained. Every one of them, like the children, the women, the cows, the brahmanas, they have to be protected. For example, the woman can be exploited by other men in society. In the first canto, in the conversation between cow and the bull, and there is a beautiful verse there which talks about how these classes of people can be exploited. Arakshyamana striya urvi balan శోచస్యతో పురుషాదైరివార్తాన్ వాచం దేవి బ్రహ్మకులే కుకర్మణి అబ్రహ్మణ్యే రాజకులే కులాగ్రయాన్. ఈ సెయింగ్ ఇన్ దట్ ప్లేస్ ఈ సెయింగ్ అరక్ష్యమాణ మీన్స్ అరక్ష్యమాణ అన్ప్రొటెక్టెడ్ హూ స్త్రీయ ఈ సెయింగ్ స్త్రీయ ఉర్వి బాలాన్ ద విమన్ అండ్ బాలాన్ మీన్స్ ద చిల్డ్రన్ అండ్ ద చిల్డ్రన్ అండ్ ద విమన్ ఇఫ్ దే ఆర్ అన్ప్రొటెక్టెడ్ అరక్ష్యమాణ స్త్రీ ఉర్వి బాలాన్ శోచస్యతో శోచసి మీన్స్ టు లామెంట్ ద కౌ ఇస్ ఆస్కింగ్ ద బుల్ ఇస్ ఆస్కింగ్ ద కౌ వై ఆర్ యూ లామెంటింగ్ సో ఇన్ దట్ కనెక్షన్ ఈజ్ ఆస్కింగ్ ఆర్ యూ లామెంటింగ్ బికాస్ ఇన్ కలియుగ ద విమన్ విల్ బి అన్ప్రొటెక్టెడ్ సో ప్రపోజ్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయినింగ్ హౌ ఇన్ దిస్ ఏజ్ ద ఇల్లిసిట్ సెక్స్ ఇస్ సో ప్రామినెంట్ దట్ మ్యాన్ అండ్ ఉమెన్ దే మే సమ్టైమ్స్ అఫీషియలీ మ్యారీ బట్ ద రిలేషన్షిప్ విల్ బి విత్ సమ్ వన్ ఎల్స్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ విచ్ ఇల్లీగల్ చిల్డ్రన్ ఆర్ బాండ్ ఇల్లిసిట్ చిల్డ్రన్ ఆర్ బాండ్ అండ్ దర్ ఇస్ నో వన్ టు ప్రొటెక్ట్ దమ్ దే ఆర్ లెఫ్ట్ అన్ప్రొటెక్టెడ్ హియర్ అండ్ దర్ వీ కెన్ సీ ద మోడర్న్ మ్యాన్స్ కల్చర్ ఆఫ్ కాల్ సెంటర్స్ యూనో వర్కింగ్ త్రీ షిఫ్ట్స్ త్రీ షిఫ్ట్స్ ఇన్ వీక్ ద షిఫ్ట్స్ ఆర్ చేంజింగ్ ఫస్ట్ షిఫ్ట్ సెకండ్ షిఫ్ట్ థర్డ్ షిఫ్ట్ యంగ్ బాయ్స్ యంగ్ గర్ల్స్ దే గో ఫర్ జాబ్ దే ఆర్ జస్ట్ వర్కింగ్ ఇన్ త్రీ షిఫ్ట్స్ దే గెట్ సో మచ్ ఫ్రస్ట్రేటెడ్ విత్ దర్ స్కెడ్యూల్స్ అండ్ టైమ్స్ అండ్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ అండ్ నో వన్ ఇస్ అండర్ ద కంట్రోల్ ఆఫ్ మదర్ అండ్ ఫాదర్ సచ్ సచ్ బాయ్స్ గర్ల్స్ దే లీవ్ దర్ హోమ్ నేటివ్ ప్లేస్ అండ్ కమ్ టు సిటీ అండ్ దే వర్ బికాస్ దర్ మైండ్ అండ్ సెన్సెస్ ఆర్ నాట్ కంట్రోల్డ్ దే ఫాల్ ప్రే టు బ్యాడ్ హ్యాబిట్స్ అండ్ వెన్ అ చైల్డ్ ఇస్ అబౌట్ టు బి బార్న్ దెన్ అబార్షన్ అదర్వైజ్ చైల్డ్ ఇస్ బార్న్ అండ్ చైల్డ్ ఇస్ అన్కేర్డ్ ఫార్ సో ఇన్ దిస్ వే ఉమెన్ బికమ్ అన్ప్రొటెక్టెడ్ ఫర్ వేరియస్ రీజన్స్ వన్ రీజన్ ఇస్ దట్ ద ఇన్ ఇన్ దిస్ ఏజ్ పీపుల్ హ్యావ్ అన్కంట్రోల్డ్ మైండ్ అండ్ సెన్సెస్ అండ్ దే ఆర్ మెటలిస్టిక్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ దట్ అనదర్ రీజన్ ఇస్ ఉమెన్ విల్ వాంట్ టు బి ఇండిపెండెంట్ దే డోంట్ వాంట్ టు బి ప్రొటెక్టెడ్ బై ఎనీ మ్యాన్ దే ఫీల్ వీ కెన్ ప్రొటెక్ట్ అవర్ సెల్స్ సో అండ్ ద మెన్ ఆల్సో ఆర్ నాట్ స్పిరిచువల్ అడ్వాన్స్డ్ ఎనఫ్ టు ఆఫర్ ట్రూ ప్రొటెక్షన్ టు ఉమెన్ మెన్ ఆర్ ఆల్సో డిగ్రేడెడ్ అండ్ మెన్ ఆర్ సింప్లీ ఓరియంటెడ్ టువర్డ్స్ ద ఈటింగ్ స్లీపింగ్ మేటింగ్ డిఫెండింగ్ బిజినెస్ విచ్ ఇస్ మెంట్ ఫర్ ద అనిమల్స్ యాక్చువలీ దీస్ ఫోర్ థింగ్స్ ప్రభుపాద్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్స్ ఆర్ దేర్ ఇన్ హ్యూమన్స్ అండ్ అనిమల్స్ బట్ హ్యూమన్ బీయింగ్స్ డోంట్ హ్యావ్ టు వర్క్ వెరీ హార్డ్ ఫర్ సర్వైవల్ ఈవెన్ విత్ లిటిల్ హార్డ్ వర్క్ వీ కెన్ సర్వైవ్ లైక్ ప్రభుపాద్ గివ్స్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ లైక్ ఇఫ్ యూ సీ ఎ హ్యూమన్ బీయింగ్ హీ కెన్ టేక్ అ మ్యాంగో సీడ్ పుట్ ఇట్ ఇన్ ద గ్రౌండ్ అండ్ దెన్ మ్యాంగో ట్రీ విల్ కమ్ హీ కెన్ గెట్ హండ్రెడ్స్ ఆఫ్ మ్యాంగోస్ ఇఫ్ యూ గివ్ అ డాగ్ అ మ్యాంగో సీడ్ క్యాన్ యూ డూ సంథింగ్ నో డాగ్ హ్యాస్ టు వర్క్ ఆల్ డే మార్నింగ్ టు నైట్ టు గెట్ హిస్ ఫుడ్ బట్ హ్యూమన్ బీయింగ్ క్యాన్ వెరీ ఈజీలీ గెట్ హిస్ ఫుడ్ బికాస్ గాడ్ హెస్ క్రియేటెడ్ ద నేచర్ ఇన్ నేచర్ హీ హెస్ మేడ్ సచ్ అరేంజ్మెంట్ విచ్ హ్యూమన్ బీయింగ్ క్యాన్ వెరీ ఈజీలీ టేక్ అడ్వాంటేజ్ ఆఫ్ హిస్ ఈటింగ్ స్లీపింగ్ విల్ హ్యాపన్ వెరీ ఈజీలీ విత్ లిటిల్ అప్లికేషన్ ఆఫ్ హిస్ బ్రెయిన్ బట్ అనిమల్స్ దే హ్యావ్ టు వర్క్ హార్డ్ యూ కెన్ సీ ద బర్డ్స్ ఆల్సో దే వాండర్ ఆల్ డే వాట్ ఈస్ ద మెయిన్ బిజినెస్ ఆఫ్ అ బర్డ్ ఇఫ్ యూ సీ ఫ్రమ్ మార్నింగ్ టు ఈవినింగ్ ఇట్ వాండర్స్ అండ్ గెట్ సమ్ ఫుడ్ ఇన్ ద ఈవినింగ్ టు ఫీడ్ హిస్ డిపెండెన్స్ యూ కెన్ సీ దట్ బట్ హ్యూమన్ బీయింగ్ ఇస్ నాట్ యాక్చువల్లీ మెయింట్ ఫర్ డూయింగ్ సచ్ హార్డ్ వర్క్ యూ కెన్ గెట్ ఫుడ్ వెరీ ఈజీలీ వెదర్ బి ఈటింగ్ స్లీపింగ్ మేటింగ్ డిపెండింగ్ ఆల్ ద థింగ్స్ కీప్ హిస్ లైఫ్ సింపుల్ సో బికాస్ మెన్ ఆర్ సింప్లీ ఆఫ్టర్ ఎకనామిక్ డెవలప్మెంట్ మనీ అండ్ సెక్స్ లైఫ్ దట్స్ ఆల్ సో న్యాచురలీ ఉమెన్ హ్యావ్ నో ట్రస్ట్ ఇన్ మ్యాన్ అండ్ దిస్ వే అరక్ష్యమాణ స్త్రీ ఉర్వి బాల శోచస్యతో పురుషాదరి పురుషాదరి మీన్స్ రాక్షసస్ మెన్ ఆర్ లైక్ రాక్షసస్ ఈజ్ ఎస్ ఉమెన్ ఆర్ అన్ప్రొటెక్టెడ్ చిల్డ్రన్ ఆర్ అన్ప్రొటెక్టెడ్ బికాస్ మెన్ ఆర్ లైక్ రాక్షసస్ ఈజ్ ఎస్ పురుషాదరి వార్థాన్ ఆర్థాన్ మీన్స్ దీస్ మెన్ పుట్ ఉమెన్ అండ్ చిల్డ్రన్ టు సఫరింగ్ అండ్ దెన్ ఈ సేస్ వాచం దేవి బ్రహ్మకులే కుకర్మణి ఈ సెయింగ్ సరస్వతి సరస్వతి ఈజ్ యాక్చువల్లీ సపోజ్ టు మేక్ పీపుల్ వైజ్ ఎలివేట్ దర్ కాన్షియస్నెస్ బట్ అన్ఫార్చునేట్లీ ఇన్ ద ఏజ్ ఆఫ్ కలియుగ ప్రభుపాద్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్స్ దట్ ట్రెడిషనలీ బ్రాహ్మణస్ ఆర్ వెరీ ఇంటెలిజెంట్ అండ్ ఇన్ కలియుగ ఆల్సో దే విల్ బి ఇంటెలిజెంట్ బట్ విత్ దట్ ఇంటెలిజెన్స్ దే విల్ ఓన్లీ స్టడీ సైన్స్ అండ్ టెక్నాలజీ దే విల్ నాట్ స్టడీ ద వేదిక్ స్క్రిప్చర్స్ and elevate themselves and they will cause more damage to the world so the brahmanas will become like brahma rakshasas they will create more trouble they will not keep quiet with their intelligence they will use their intelligence and create more trouble for the world. Like that. Vacham Devi, Brahma Kule Kukarmani. Kukarmani. Kukarmani means they will do horrible work with their intelligence. So this avidya is so much condemned in the scriptures. This science and technology, people would become very, they will consider themselves very great by educating themselves. Prabhupada says, what great work scientists have done? They only have created bombs and killed millions of people. That's all. Throwing in Hiroshima and Nagasaki. They cannot save lives or they cannot give life. They can only take away life. As Bhagavad Gita says, Kshayaya Jagato Ahitaha. They are not friends of the living entities. They are enemies to the living entities. Because when they have a godless world view, naturally they can only destroy the people. Bring them suffering. So, Vacham Devi, Brahma Kule, Kukarmani, Abhramanye, Rajakule, Kulagraya. The Rajakul people, that means the kings or the politicians in the age of Kali Yuga, they will not respect the Brahminical class of people for the Vedic wisdom. Like Brahmanas are supposed to be free. They are not supposed to accept salary at all. They are supposed to study the Vedic wisdom and give the Vedic wisdom and whatever Lord sends, accept it and be happy. That is Brahmana class. But what the Brahmanas will do, they will be sitting in big, big posts. You can see today in BARC, in TIFR, in NCL, in all the CSIR Institute laboratories, and in all the R&D laboratories, all the Brahmanas, if you open their shirt, you will find the sacred thread inside. But what work are they doing? They are very loyally serving the Abhramanya Rajakule. That means they are serving those people who are giving them money. Those who are giving money, the moneyed class of people, they are serving them, you know, doing inventions and discoveries which are meant for the suffering of the people rather than bringing about welfare for the people. Actually, this was very enlightening when I first read in Prabhupada books. A Brahmana should study the Shastra, apply the Shastra in his life, become enlightened, walk on the surface of the earth scot-free. You are not anyone's slave. We are only servants of Krishna. Actually, we don't have to wag our tail to anyone to accept some salary from someone, like a dog who's a slave of a master. We are supposed to study Shastra and preach, and Krishna will send food, clothing, shelter, everything. In fact, we have to look at the quality of our life. What am I doing to myself? What am I doing to the world? Like all the children, right from childhood, are, you know, programmed by their parents. Study, you know, go to college, go to school, go to college, get into IIT, then go to America, and get a bigger job, get more money, come back, and then again work for another software company, till all the blood in your body is extracted, work hard. Now you are not left with even a single drop of blood in the body. Work hard like that, till the fag end of life, and die pathetically in disappointment, not knowing where you are going to go next. This is the world today. And what good are they doing to the world? They are simply filling up their pockets with money. Just simply eating, sleeping and, you know, enjoying sense gratification for themselves. What good are they doing? So I ask this question also. What good am I going to do if I take the same direction like them? Neither am I enlightening myself, nor am I enlightening others. And keeping the world view that I am this material body made of flesh and bones, considering oneself to be this body, living our entire life, simply filling pockets with money. Does it make any sense? So this is the way the world is going. You can see that. So, Abhramanye Rajakule Kulashaya. The Rajakul, the politicians, will not have respect for the Brahminical wisdom. But they will use Brahmanas for promoting their own ends. They will use the intelligence of the Brahmanas. Sometimes you find in an office, the top man is a fool. And then next to him, there is a clerk who is a Brahmana, or a financier, or a chartered accountant, or somebody. And that fellow does all the trickery work for him to help him save him from income tax or something. Similarly, the Brahmanas are using their intelligence to help the economic lords and the politicians to fulfill their nefarious goals. And the Brahminical intelligence is going for that. Can you imagine? how unfortunate it is, this age of Kali Yuga. So in this way, in the age of Kali, because of such kind of leadership in Kali Yuga, people have no trust. And monarchy is very dangerous in this age. Because if you make one politician permanently remain in the post, within the 5 years of his regime, he will loot the whole country. He will fill up his pocket. Every politician is thinking, how I can fill up my pocket as much as possible before I leave. They are thinking like that. And the next fellow comes. And what he does, with whatever money he saved in his pocket, he uses it for canvassing. Bring truckloads of people in lorries to get votes. Nowadays, the politician who has the maximum money will win the maximum votes, because he can get the maximum lorries. And he can give people maximum gifts at the time of voting. And he can get votes also. This is the way things are going. So, this kind of democracy, Prabhupada used to call it demon crazy. It's foolishness. So, in the Vedic times there was monarchy. Monarchy has its positive side and negative side also. If a monarch, if a king is irreligious, then he will also exploit the public, exploit the wealth of the public, and he will do all that. But in the Vedic times it was ensured that the king who is posted was not allowed to be a king on his own. He was posted by a board of brahmanas who could either enthrone him or dethrone him. They could do that. And such a king who is posted by the brahmanas, based on his qualities, based on his qualifications. So what is his qualification needed? That is said here. See, he is saying here, my dear boy, your intelligence is immature. Therefore, you have no knowledge that the king, who is the best among human beings, is as good as the personality of Godhead. The king was treated as good as God. He was called as Naradev. He is never to be placed on an equal footing with common men. The citizens of the state live in prosperity, being protected by his unsurpassable prowess. Now, regarding this, in the third canto, Kardama Muni section, when Kardama Muni was in the forest, Emperor Swayambhu comes into the forest. So here is a beautiful glorification of Swayambhu Manu done by Kardama Muni. He is telling him, my Lord, because you embody the protecting energy of Sri Hari and are therefore his earthly representative, I offer my obeisances unto you. So he is calling the king as a representative of Lord Hari and protective energy of Lord Hari, because king is the protective energy. And then he's saying, if you did not mount your chariot and produce fierce sounds by twanging your bow, and if you did not lead your huge army over the earth, then all kinds of moral laws which were created by the Supreme Lord himself would be broken by the rogues and rascals. So, like Prabhupada is explaining, like a dog or other lower animals, They may be doing nonsensical things in the streets, but a human being is supposed to live a life of civilized behavior. But when there are no state laws that control lack of character, then people will lose character. They will do anything and everything, anywhere. They will not have any control at all. For example, you know, once a girl was followed by a boy, and the girl was trying to escape very fastly, and the boy was following. So another boy went to save the girl. He thought that, you know, she's being chased by this fellow. So he caught this fellow's boy's collar, and he was about to beat him and slap him. And the girl who was going around very fast, she turned around and said, no, don't beat him, leave him. No problem, she said. So this boy was put into embarrassment. Why? Because he went like a hero in between to save. But the girl said, what he is doing is nice for me, no problem. So she also is liking it. You can imagine, this is Kali Yuga. So, from this what we understand is, there is a need of two-way protection. A woman has to be protected from men, and the men also have to be protected from, you know, loose women who want to you know, who like the man doing wrong things. So that is why in the Vedic times, your girl was always under the protection of the father or the husband or the son, like that they were protected. At the same time, no man will be allowed to exploit any woman at all. Impossible. So the king will ensure the protection of the woman. Imagine, Draupadi had 5 husbands and she was brought in the public and she was about to be disrobed. Can you imagine? And Krishna came and protected her. Of course, all the 5 husbands were chivalrous husbands and they were potent and competent enough to offer her protection. But because they wanted Krishna to perform that wonderful leela, they didn't interfere by Lord's arrangement. But still the point stands, can you imagine in front of 5 husbands if a woman can be exploited like that? What to speak of this day and age, you know, when husband is in Australia and wife is in America, son is in Canada and daughter is in India, all 4 in all 4 different places, who will come to protect a woman? Can see that. So, it's a duty. The Mahabharata shows when one woman is made an attempt to be exploited, you can imagine crores of soldiers were killed. Several crores. It is so serious. Exploiting women is such a serious thing. Just for the sake of one woman being exploited in the public, several crores of soldiers were killed. And all the irreligious kings, unrighteous kings, all around the globe were brought together in one place, Kurukshetra battle, and all of them were destroyed. And even the great chivalrous kings like Bhishma and Drona, great Kuru elders, although they were noble, they were siding with Adharma, they were all destroyed. Krishna wants to show that. So, the only righteous king will offer such protection. That's why he is saying that such a king offers protection to the woman. Similarly, you find Ashwatthama, how he mercilessly butchered those 5 children. And they were exploited. Even Duryodhana did not appreciate Ashwatthama having killed those innocent children. So, children are practically helpless. They can be abused. They can be physically abused, sexually abused. Children can be mishandled, exploited. Sometimes people kidnap a child and blackmail the parents. Such things can be done by people. So they need to be protected also in the country. There has to be laws, proper laws, which protect such children also in a country. So for the sake of these 5 classes, children, women, cows, brahmanas and old people, kings, many kings were ready to give their lives. You will see that in scriptures. So that's why he is saying here that the moral laws, you see, if you don't twang your bow and if you don't lead a huge army, then all kinds of moral laws will be broken by rogues and rascals. If you did not concern yourself with the world situation, then unrighteousness would flourish, because persons who only hanker after money would be free to act without opposition. You see, this is another problem in this world, the greed problem. For the sake of money, greed, people will do anything. In business sometimes, many big builders and all, they deal with crores, sometimes 1,000 crores, thousands of crores. And if they see that some competitor is in the field and he is in the same field, and then they may tell someone, usko khatam kar do, finish him off. And they finish them off. They murder them. Can you imagine? So, if the laws are not very strong, and people will feel free to act. Why? For example, if somebody is killing someone, he knows that, you know, I can smoothly kill him and I can go scot-free. I will not be caught by the police. Even if police catches, I have power. You know, I have got contacts at this level, police, and this level, at the politician's level, at MLA level, MP level, top level. So, there are many people, the murderers in Kali Yuga, who kill others and who are never caught. Yeah, they pay big money and they go on with further killings. Asau hatamaya shatruhu hanishye chaparanapi. Oh, that fellow is my enemy, I'll finish him off. This kind of people. So, that is why in the Vedic times, the rules were so strong, nobody can escape like that. A murderer was brought to the public and hung in front of everyone, or he was killed in the public for everyone to see. And people knew, if somebody murders, what is the result of that? If somebody steals from somebody's house, immediately his hand was cut off. If somebody rapes a woman or does anything like that, severe punishments. Very severe punishments. So people feared also. So who is enacting all those things? The king, the monarch. The duty of a monarch is twofold. One is to nourish the public by welfare activities. As we said, material and spiritual, both welfare. To see that all the living entities get their quota of food, water, their clothing, their shelter, a happy life. Everyone is allowed to marry and have wife, children properly without being looted by other people. So this is, one is the welfare. Other one is protection from evil elements, like the rogues and thieves, who may, like highway robbers, they may loot. If they see a woman having some gold chain or something, they may try to loot. So the laws were so strict that, you know, anybody does stealing, as soon as they would try to steal, their hands were cut off. Immediately. There were everywhere arrangements were made like that. Strict vigilance. So the protection is not only for the gold and silver, the protection is not only for, you know, having a safe house. The protection, as we said, is also not allow people to exploit these five classes of people, children, women, and all this people. That kind of protection also. So that's why he is saying that. If you do not concern yourself with the world situation, then unrighteousness would flourish. Like you remember Arjuna said that, Kulakshaye pranashyanti kuladharma sanatanaha. Kulakshaye pranashyanti kuladharma sanatanaha. And then he says, what is the next line? Dharmo? Kulam krishnam adharma vi bhavat yuta. Adharma vi bhavat krishna pradushyanti kulastriyaha. Strishu dushtasu varshane jayate varnasankara. He says that when the adharma starts coming up, he says, when there won't be any men to protect the woman, then the woman would become corrupt. When the women are not having anyone to offer them protection and provision for their necessities, and spiritual guidance, then the woman would become corrupt, polluted. Then they would pollute other men in society. And then when they would pollute, that is why in the Vedic times, if a woman becomes a widow, if she is very young, then if she doesn't have any children, there is also widow remarriage. You will find in Arthashastra, Chanakya quotes many scriptures. He gives a very young girl, if she becomes a widow, she is remarrying. If she has a son who is growing up, then she need not remarry because son will protect her. Or if she is old, she is 40 or 50, and she loses her husband, then she would wear, you know, very simple dress, not to attract, charm the hearts of other men in society. Because if a widow wears a very colorful dress and goes out in the public, attracting the public attention, then she will promote adultery. She will promote illicit sex. And unwanted things will happen. That's why she would wear a simple dress and just take a mala and chant Hare Krishna, go to some dham, spend the last days and finish off the material body. Because the material body is very dangerous. Having a material body, sitting in the material body, especially in youth, we can thoroughly mishandle the youthful body and pick up a lot of sins, sinful reactions, and carry a truckload of sins with us to the next life. If one is intelligent, then one will know how not to misuse this body. So, in any case, anybody in such a position needs protection. So the king is very much glorified, like here also he says, my dear boy, the Lord who carries the wheel of a chariot is represented by the monarchical regime. Which means he says the king is as good as God. Like the spiritual master is called as Sakshat Hari. As good as God, we say. Why? Because he has saved us from the greatest danger of this samsara davanal, fire of material existence. What is this fire of material existence? We are afflicted by the diseases of lust and robe. Lust and pride and greed and envy and anger and all these things. And we are again and again repeatedly doing nonsensical activities which are binding us in this world. But Guru lifts us up. He is like one who showers the rain. And then through the rain shower, he is extinguishing the forest fire with which we are all burning. So in the same manner, he's saying that the king is called Naradev because he's offering not just some superficial protection, but a religious protection also. See here, he says, when this regime is abolished, the whole world becomes filled with thieves, who then at once vanquish the unprotected subjects like scattered lambs. So when such a king is not there, then all the unwanted elements, they understand, now we are free to do anything. That is why in the modern times, why the corruption is increasing everywhere. The main reason for corruption increasing is because people know that, you know, police will also cooperate with us. We can also give them something and we can take them along with us. That is the corruption is increasing everywhere. And people are very boldly doing corruption nowadays. In those days, they were giving under the table. Now they are giving on the top of the table only. There is no fear now. Yeah, there is no fear because... So when there is a righteous king who is there to punish, just like Parikshit Maharaj came and saw the Shudra dressed as a king, that Kali, and he came to kill him. Such kind of kings are needed. You will find in Bhagavatam many examples. Like Prithu Maharaj, when he saw that Mother Earth is not yielding, he took his weapons and, you know, he was determined to chase after Mother Earth in order to give all the yield everything, isn't it? Similarly, you find Parikshit Maharaj taking the sword in hand, ready to punish Kaliraj, isn't it? Similarly, you find Ashwatthama, he's a mischievous fellow. He is throwing a Brahmastra. Immediately, you find Arjuna taking his bow and arrow, boarding a chariot, you know, is chasing after Ashwatthama. Arjuna is so capable that he could cancel the Brahmastra sent by Ashwatthama, isn't it? And he catches Ashwatthama, makes him a captive and brings him, he's about to kill him. So, chivalrous kings are needed in order to punish the evil people. It is not only that the king has to be saintly or like a Rajarshi. He has to be saintly, he has to study the Shastra. If you read, when Krishna Balaram went to Sandipani Muni, in that it is explained, in that commentary, Prabhupada says, the kings were of course trained in the Vedas, Puranas, Upanishads and all that. But they were also trained in martial arts. They were also trained in economics. They were also trained in diplomacy. And all these things. Because they should have both knowledge. Besides spiritual knowledge, that's why they need character and competence. Both they need. If they only have character, if they are very naive and simple-minded, they can be tricked by the mischievous elements. They can be cheated by mischievous elements. Like you all must have heard of Shivaji Maharaj, you know. When Shivaji Maharaj went to Afzal Khan, is it? Afzal Khan. Afzal Khan wanted to embrace him. Shivaji was ready to get an embrace, but Shivaji had this, you know, he had a tiger claws in his hand, he had kept it. So Afzal Khan was trying to murder him, isn't it? Through that embrace. And Shivaji was more smarter. Before Afzal Khan murdered him, Shivaji murdered him. So the kings were intelligent. They were diplomatic and they were intelligent. So, and they knew what are the different tricks that the rogues and thieves might do. So they were able to punish them. Because these five classes which you were saying, the children and the women and brahmanas and cows and old people, they are generally weaklings, and there are always people in society who want to exploit this class. There are always people in society who want to dominate and exploit, which means the king has to be very watchful. He has to make systems, foolproof systems, where there is no possibility of the weaker section of society being exploited. How to make that system? Simply the king has to abide by the scriptures, that's all. See to it that the scriptures are followed. For example, how to protect women? The scriptures say, keep woman and man at a distance. They should not intermingle freely. A woman, for her Narinam Bhushanam Pati, the decoration for woman is her husband. So she should be under the custody of husband. No other man can come near her. There should be no free flow talking, mixing between men and women in the society. So woman will be, that is why women are protected like that. So simply a king has to follow the scriptures, that's all. The scriptures give very clear-cut rules. Similarly, a child, the child always protected by the mother and father. You will see in cultured homes, if somebody calls a child and says, eat this, no child will eat it. Child may take it from you, but go and ask the mother, can I eat it? When the mother says, eat it, then only the child will eat. You will see that. They won't go and accept anything from anybody. Nor will the children wander away to somebody else other than the parents. So they were protected. Like that. Similarly, the old people are protected by their sons and daughters very. Because the Vedic culture, the more one grows older, there's a great respect for them. Like, we have a professor, Kanchan Chaudhary, in IIT Kharagpur. So one day he gave me a call. And he said, "Rajshampu, good news for you." I said, "What is it?" I asked. "At last my mother has kindly agreed to come to Mayapur Dham." No, he said. I said, "Oh, that's been wonderful." And then he went to Mayapur. With her, 1 week later he called me and said, "Prabhuji, I took my mother to Mayapur. So I wanted to tell you news about it." Then he said, "See, this Kanchan Chaudhary is a very famous professor in Department of Cryogenics. He's also a devotee chanting some 8-10 rounds. And he is very helpful in one of our voice projects. He's a very powerful speaker also. So he must be about 45, 50 years. So he was telling me, then I asked him, "Oh, you took her to Mayapur?" Then he said, yeah, I showed Radha Madhav, Ashtasakhi, and then I showed Panchatattva. I took her to Prabhupada Samadhi and everything. Then I asked him, "So you also gave her mala to chant? You taught her chanting?" No, I would not like to force her. I took her to the gift stall and I was trying to make her see the malas there. So that I took her, so she saw everything in the stall. She wanted to buy many things, "Give me this, give me that." She said, "I bought many things for her." And then after buying all that, she didn't want the mala, so I also didn't give her. But at least, I was happy that she came to Mayapur, agreed to come, and I brought her back. Another time when I take, maybe she will want to chant, and that time I will. They think they are more smart. Yeah, you can see that. The next generation is coming now, and children have no respect. There is no, even on a religious platform, it's going down. So very unfortunate. So this is also protection, because the king should see that all the people, citizens, are trained in the Vedic way of living, manners, how to behave with mother and father, how to behave with other women, how to behave with teacher, how to behave with other fellow friends, how to deal with friends, how to be selfless, how not to loot another person's property, how to treat everyone warmly, how to deal with animals, how to, everyone, everything. This is a part of training program. One should be trained in this. So the king would do that part of training through the brahmanas. And when all the public is trained very nicely, then very good protection. And anybody who is not ready to take training, anybody who is trying to become mischievous element in society, then there is punishment. Then there is punishment arranged for them. For every level, there are soft and hard and super hard sins. All kinds of sins, for which punishments there is less severe and terrible punishments, which are all kept by the king. And the king would administer those punishments, And the people were aware. And the king is like God himself. Like God offers a reward to those who do right things, and he gives punishment to those who do wrong things. Similarly, the king would act exactly on behalf of God. So, that's why he is saying here that you have, when this regime is abolished, the whole world becomes filled with thieves, who then at once vanquish the unprotected subjects like scattered lambs. So this kind of respect was given by the brahmanas for the king. I was telling you, Kardamuni, glorifying Maharaj Swayambhu Manu. You can see what Swayambhu Manu tells about Kardamuni. He says, after Kardama became silent, Manu replied, "To expand Vedic knowledge, Lord Brahma created you, the Brahmanas. And you Brahmanas are full of austerity, knowledge and mystic powers. And you are always adverse to sense gratification." for the protection of the Brahmanas, we the Kshatriyas were created. Now, simply by meeting you, all of my doubts regarding the execution of royal duties have been removed by your clear and concise explanations. I feel extremely fortunate just to be able to see you. And so what to speak of having received the opportunity to touch my head to the sacred dust of your feet? He's asking. The king is asking the Brahmana. So the kings also had great respect for the Brahman. In what type of respect? Yeah, as he's saying here. Brahmanas are embodiment of Vedic knowledge. And Lord Brahma has sent the Brahmanas. He has created the Brahmanas. And the Brahmanas are reservoir of austerities. They are reservoir of knowledge. And powers, mystic powers. And they have the Brahma Tejas, which comes from their commit surrender to God. And they are adverse to sense gratification. And the Brahmanas, they are not attached to, you know, wealth or worldly things. They live a very simple life. They are transparent agents of God. So the king sees that the Brahmana is here to enlighten me what is right and what is wrong. So they are ready to take shelter of the Brahmanas, the kings. That is why Samyak Rishi has such respect for Parikshit. Same way, just like Kardama is having respect for Swayambhava Manu. Same way you find Samyak Rishi is glorifying Maharaj Parikshit. What a wrong thing you have done, my son, he is saying. King is the one who offers protection to subjects, and Parikshit Maharaj is a pure devotee. He is not just any king, he is a pure devotee also, who is not attached to anything of the world. You have cursed such a king because it's very difficult to get such a king. It's very... Prabhupada explains also that anyone who accepts the position of management, they become object of criticism. You'll find it throughout the scriptures also, like Brahma, for example, is criticized by the topmost devotees. Who are they? Gopis, for creating the eyelids, because of which they cannot see Krishna constantly. Prabhupada says, the first created living being who is Atma Bhu, son of the Lord, is criticized by the best of the devotees, who are the gopis. If they are criticizing, what to speak of all other people in this world? Lord Ramachandra was criticized by one dobi, isn't it? So, why these people criticize? Because people criticize, they don't know the difficulties involved in that responsible position. When one takes up the responsible position, one can understand how difficult it is. So, in the scriptures, there is literally worship of kings. Those worship of spiritual master, worship of mother and father, worship of the king. Why such kind of worship is done? Because it's a thankless task. It's a thankless task. Because on one hand, see, doing the welfare work for the people requires transparency, requires detachment, giving whatever you got from the people to give it all back to them in welfare. At the same time, curbing the vicious elements requires prowess and power also. And instructing the people to do the right things requires wisdom. Right wisdom, Vedic wisdom is needed. So, a king is an embodiment of many things. It is not ordinary. That is why any Tom, Dick and Harry is not made the king in the Vedic times. If somebody is made the king, if somebody says, I like to be king very much, he is not made the king. Just because somebody likes to be a king. The king has to possess certain... Parikshit Maharaj had 12 qualities. Why he was made the successor to Yudhishthira Maharaj? Do you know? It is said Parikshit Maharaj was like Prahlad in his devotion to Krishna. He was like Shibi Chakravarti in being magnanimous. And in being... and in his ability to offer shelter to all the citizens. He was like Ramachandra with respect to truthfulness. He was like Ikshwaku with respect to his ability to give protection to the citizens. Like that, many things are said. He was like Meru Parvat with respect to his ability to offer a firm shelter. Like that, many... He was like Earth in tolerance, in ability to tolerate. So there are many qualities of Parikshit mentioned like that, because of which he was made the successor to Yudhishthira Maharaj later on when Yudhishthira Maharaj takes off. So, here, Samyak Rishi is telling Sringi that it is very easy for you to curse such a king. It's like, you know, take a pot and you break it. It's very easy. Even a child can break a pot, but who can make a pot? That is not very easy. A kumbhar, a mason, what mason you call? Potter, A potter, how he makes a pot, it requires a lot of artistry, lot of skills. You know, they rotate the wheel, little by little they make it. Similarly, to get a issue or a child, with such qualities like Parikshit, it's not an easy thing. Because such children come in very glorious families, where they have got the sanskar from kings like Yudhishthira Maharaj. And training and education, so much is invested in raising these children to become the next king. It's not an easy thing. To curse such a king to die is very easy. And once the king dies, then Kali found entrance. And all the things we are talking today that happened because of this. See that. So, we learn many, many lessons from the lives of these great kings. As I was saying, we learned the lesson that how should a righteous king offer protection? Spiritual protection, material protection, all protection. And offer training and education. How should a king be responsible and accountable to the brahmanas? All that we learn. Similarly, we also learn in these 2-3 verses that how we should look at the people who are accepting the position of a leader. For example, sometimes some people blame that my counselor has no time, he's always busy. And they sometimes criticize behind the back. But you don't know how much difficult it is to offer shelter as a counselor. It's not very easy. Similarly, accepting position of a department head, accepting position of a president, accepting position of a guru, accepting position of a GBC, these things involve lot of difficulty. In fact, in Priyavrat Maharaja's section, when Swayambhu Manu was retiring, it said, Vishaya Vishama Jalashaya Shatahata. He says, Swayambhu Manu gave up the worldly management, which was like a ocean of poison concentrated. And he gave it up. And then he went for Vanaprastha order, it is said. Why it is compared to poison, a stock of poison? Because it requires tremendous qualification on the part of one who is doing that. As I was telling you, multiple qualifications are needed. A person has to be a person of character. He has to have competence. He should have tolerance. He should have simplicity, humility. So many qualities are needed. Multiple qualities are needed in order for one to run that position. So, Parikshit is being glorified by Samikrishi in these verses, which also shows to show the greatness of Samikrishi also. Not taking any insult. But in a very detached way, he is seeing the good qualities in the king. It's like, for example, imagine if somebody is insulting you. Immediately your respect for that person reduces in your mind. Because you insulted me, you must be a bad guy. Even if you have good qualities, you still are bad because you insulted me. At least for that one reason, you are bad. We think like that, yeah. Imagine if somebody has done something to me, insulting to me, and to be detached from that insult, and objectively view his good quality, and openly glorify to another person requires a tremendous inner strength. And he has no insecurity. He is not a weak-hearted coward in the heart. The Brahmanas were so wise, so advanced. That is why the Brahmanas were given all the wealth of the country in their hand to be used in the way they feel it wise to use. Why such a position was given to them? Why such power was given to them? Why the kings were bowing down at their feet? If they were not so detached, if they were not so advanced in their qualities, no king of the world would bow down at their feet. That's the reason. We find Samikrishi exhibiting such a wonderful quality. Granthra Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki. Thank you very much.